That's a good one since 1984.
Tight Lines with Sammy Lee.
You know, it's amazing at the number of people that think professional bass fishing is a piece of cake. Hello, this is Sammy Lee. Not only is pro bass fishing a tough way to make a living, but it can also bring out some of the ignorance and stupid things that people do to catch a few fish, as I'll explain after this.
At Bojangles, you won't find a microwave. Instead, you'll find master biscuit makers mixing flour and buttermilk, rolling dough, and hand-cutting biscuits before they go in the oven. You know what else you'll find at Bojangles? You'll find integrity. That integrity comes from hard work. And with all due respect, punching a microwave button isn't hard work. Head to Bojangles for made-from-scratch biscuits served hot and fresh all day, every day. Bojangles, it's bow time.
When I decided to make my living being a professional angler years ago, never in my wildest dreams did I imagine the extremes that I would subject myself to in order to catch a few little fish like I did at Lake Okeechobee a few years ago. A buddy and I had found fish during the second day of practice before a BASS tournament fishing the Southern Rim Canal. So with one last practice day to go, we decided that we'd take our boats over to the west bank of Okeechobee and see if the fish were hitting over there as well. While running across the lake that morning, my friend and I got separated. As I was making my way across the main lake, I saw what I thought was a canal that would lead me back to where I wanted to go. But after running back into this canal, I found that it ended at a public boat ramp. So as I turned the boat around, I saw two little canals that were running off of this main canal I was in. Well, according to the topo map, I should have been in such and such a canal. Little realizing that with the water down 4 feet from normal pool, I had mistakenly taken the wrong canal off of the main lake. So off I go, blasting wide open up this tiny little ditch that I thought was going to lead me to the mother lode. As I noticed my depth finder going from 6 feet to 4 feet to 2 feet, I didn't think that the water was actually getting shallower. I just figured there was grass growing on the bottom. Besides, who's going to slow down when all you can see is alligators on each side of you? Well, after going 3 to 4 miles in water less than 2 feet deep, I ran into an adjacent canal with 6 feet of water. Now, thinking that this deep water canal would lead me back out to the main lake, I turned and took it. After about a mile, I saw what I thought was floating grass on the water's surface, and not being one to slow down, I ran my boat almost 50 yards up into moist muck and got stuck. I'll be back right after this. Well, obviously I got out of the canal, but you're not going to believe what I went through to get my boat out of there. I'm Sammy Lee, and until next time, Tight Lines.
Tight Lines, brought to you by Fishmate,
the ultimate fishing app for your smartphone.
By UFP,
America's leading maker of brake systems for boat trailers.
FireAid,
don't fight fires, extinguish them.
And by U.S. farm-raised catfish,
the healthiest fish from pond to plate.